USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A plane chartered by the U.S. government to evacuate 201 Americans from the Chinese city at the center of the coronavirus landed in Southern California. It was carrying diplomats from the U.S. consulate in Wuhan and other U.S. citizens. All the evacuees cleared initial health checks in China and then again during a refueling stop in Alaska. The flu-like virus has now killed over 162 people, each of them in China. Close to 6,000 others have been infected in more than a dozen countries, including 5 confirmed cases in the U.S. The European Union finally let go of the United Kingdom with a final vote at the EU's Parliament that ended the Brexit divorce battle and set the scene for tough trade negotiations. Britain will leave the EU after 47 years of membership. It is the first country to ever leave the European Union, and it will become official on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
The House has passed legislation which would sanction China if they violate human rights in Tibet. USA's Wendy King reports.
The Tibet Policy Support Act is to protect Tibetans from continued Chinese oppression. If enacted, it would establish a U.S. policy that recognizes the succession or reincarnation of Tibetan Buddhist leaders as an exclusively religious matter, overseen solely by the Tibetan Buddhist community, and imposes sanctions against Chinese officials who interfere in the process. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Just as the outlook for the global economy had been brightening in recent months, a new threat has suddenly emerged in the form of the viral outbreak in China. That was the cautionary message that Chairman Jerome Powell delivered after the Federal Reserve held interest rates low after its latest policy meeting. Still, Powell noted that the extent of the economic damage that the virus may inflict remains unknown. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Customer data exposed during a malware attack against convenience store chain Wawa have appeared on Joker's Stash, a marketplace on the so-called dark web for stolen credit card information. Hackers began advertising the data's availability. The ad said Joker's Stash would offer 30 million debit and credit cards from U.S. customers across 40 states. Gemini found the most exposed cards came from Florida, even though most Wawa locations are in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Researchers said the Wawa incident ranks among the largest payment card breaches of all time. Huey Lewis and the News has a new album coming out called Weather in February. However, Huey, in an interview on CBS's This Morning, said he'll never be able to perform again due to a common problem for rock and roll bands.
You know, I lost my hearing almost 2 years ago now. I had lost my right ear. I was diagnosed with a thing called Meniere's disease.
Lewis, who is now 69, has spent a lot of time recently in the hospital being examined by doctors. He says he can't sing not because of his voice, but because of losing his hearing. Lewis also said the Meniere's disease is not something remedied with hearing aids alone. The group Huey Lewis and the News, which had been on the road together for over 40 years, had to cancel all future tours. Later in the interview, Huey said, "The heart of rock and roll is still beating. Unfortunately, I can't hear it." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.